It's going to be a good day. 7 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jennifer, and Roberta. Doug is searching for his glasses.
My glasses are missing. They're watch, they're on top of his head.
No, I bet they are.
It's my glasses Doug. Were not on top of my head.
I bet they were.
I bet they were.
Jennifer Horn, who's...
we don't need to see you. What do you need glasses for?
I need to see you, Richie.
No. Trust
me. Did we tell everybody
what... binoculars for that.
You know, Roberta, why do you always go there?
Yeah.
Why do you always go there?
It's Thursday, the 12th of July, right?
That would be correct.
Yes. Yeah. Jennifer Horn is here.
Yes, she
also,
is.
The
are you out of breath? Where did you leave your glasses?
Upstairs.
Like in Ohio?
No, I just had to run up the stairs and run back again so that I wasn't ill-prepared for the events of the day. Okay, you want to have a number? Richie is here.
Yeah.
Jennifer is here.
Why were your glasses upstairs anyway? You just did 2 hours of radio.
Yeah.
Because he probably... Let me guess what happened. Can I guess?
He went to read in the bathroom.
Because this is such a man thing. No, he went upstairs to go poo-poo. And as all men do, instead of reading, I'm not even going to think he was reading, but he wanted to see what he made.
Oh.
And so he turned around.
Gross.
To check it out, make sure everything was looking all right, and then he left his glasses up there. Am I right? Am I close?
The Queen of Cheap has a number of deals today, which we're going to get to in a moment. Jennifer has her television report.
You ain't right, girl.
The birthday of a very famous television performer. Before we get to that, however... We have some numbers to consider.
Oh.
Everybody ready for a numbers?
Ready?
Sure.
Yes.
Yesterday, the House of Representatives, for the 33rd time, voted to try to kill Obamacare. So I want you to just think of these numbers, please, and understand how ridiculous this whole effort is. It costs just a hair under $14 million a day to run Congress. Mm-hmm. That is salaries for congressmen, salaries for their staff, the office expense, what it basically costs to run an office in a business.
$14 million
a day. Yes. So 33 times since Obamacare was passed, this attempt has been made. The way I use my pencil and put it to the paper, that's $462 million of your tax money completely frittered away, wasted. You might as well flush it down the toilet. How many of you worked all year? The average American pays somewhere between $10,000 and $14,000 a year in federal income taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So how many of you has it taken for these idiots to waste $462 million that you paid them through your sweat, labor, and consideration for them to inconsiderately waste $462 million is beyond belief.
What does Obamacare cost per day? Is anybody...
I don't even know, and I don't even care. I mean, that's
I'd just like to know what a comparison is.
I don't care.
So you kidding? It's plenty.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
I care a lot.
I don't think it's $14 million.
Yes, of course it is.
Oh, sure.
Are you kidding?
Are you crazy?
It's billions of dollars a year and subsidies for things that don't work, in essence. I mean, the whole thing would be nothing but a moot exercise in futility if people would understand how to take care of themselves and how, even if you had the government involved in prevention, I mean, this is the whole thing. You know, you hear me talking now about this these products that have been around for 20 years that help people, the 900 diseases that are prevalent in America, 90 essential nutrients. This was not necessarily a launch off into that commercial. But when you think about the costs that the action of Congress to try to repeal it, number one. Number two, the cost of the program itself, as you're suggesting, Richie and Roberta. I know in Massachusetts, actually, because it's called RomneyCare here, it's Mass Health, and it makes sure everybody can have health care. However, most of the, I'm not going to say legitimate, most of the regular hospitals and regular service providers do not take it. because it whittles down the people that you go to see for mass care are the new providers, the providers that practice in their basement, the providers that in normal circumstances.
Clinics in the mall.
Right. Yeah, those are the people that take the money from that. So, do you have coverage? Yes. Are hospitals paid for folks who go in under emergency room conditions? Yeah, they get something out of it.
But you can opt in or opt out.
Is it a panacea? No, you're in it. You have to be. You have to have some kind of health care in Massachusetts. But there's no penalties. Not
no,
like
no,
the
no,
tax
no.
thing.
The provider can opt in or opt out.
Oh, the providers have. Yeah, right. Exactly. I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you were saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, providers in or out as they choose. And most of the big ones are legitimate ones.
Interesting.
Like Dr. Ken wouldn't take mass care because he wouldn't get enough money to cover the expenses.
Dr. Ken's not a big fan of any kind of government health.
But I just wanted you to think about that number.
You know, I get how you're trying to make a statement. You're taking a stand.
Yeah.
Fine. Great. No problem.
Well, you talk about the Republicans.
Yeah.
Five Democrats, by the way, voted with
them. Oh, yeah, sure. No, more than that. But they had five more switch over.
Yeah.
You know what? At a certain point, there's a better way to make your statement.
Yeah. Well, it's
just
getting
this kind
ridiculous.
Of money
is that inexcusable.
That's exactly what I thought yesterday when I heard this. I was like, oh, my, what?
All right, so let's talk about health for a moment before we get to Roberta and her Queen of Cheap report. Health, 90 essential nutrients provide you with the kind of affordable care that makes sense. DougStephanTeam.com has what is called the Healthy Start Pack, which is 90 essential nutrients that will help you avoid the 900 diseases that will be treated. You'll have one, maybe two, three of them, who knows, if you don't take care of yourself. This is a way to take care of yourself. Truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 diseases by getting these 90 essential nutrients. That's the point that I've been making with this discussion. So you ought to check out the web, DougStephanTeam.com, and order a healthy start pack for you and your family to get those 90 essential nutrients every day. 90 for life, they're called, in the healthy start pack, which you get to by going to DougStephanTeam.com or dial 855-309-8326. Essential, not optional. Every day, you need 90 for life. It's easy. On the web at DougStephanTeam.com or call 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safe Light, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Hi, Jen Jen.
Yes, Dougie.
A lot of television news. Is the Anderson Cooper thing, that's not really television news, that's gossip, isn't it?
That's gossip, yes. Okay. But just to fill you in, Anderson Cooper may be getting married to his longtime love before Labor Day. That's the big story.
Well, so that's why he came out last week, huh?
That's what I'm thinking. Exactly. I think it was he's ready to get married.
So smart,
to come out. Yes.
Yeah. Richie's so smart.
All right, let's talk about Arrested Development because it has a huge cult following. That's the Ron Howard show that went off the air about 4 or 5 years ago, but it's coming back to Netflix. Yeah, Ron Howard went to Twitter yesterday and he confirmed that everybody was in the writer's room, that it's really happening. He posted a picture of himself with Jason Bateman and the series creator, Mitchell Hurwitz, and said, Mitchell, Jason and I in on some of the twists and turns ahead. Hilarious. So get ready. Netflix will release 10 new episodes at once right before the movie is set to hit. So that's sometime next year, which is kind of cool. Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm sorry.
No, please.
Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow is executive producing the second annual Stand Up to Cancer Telethon. They did one last year. The new one's supposed to air on September 7th of this year at 8 p.m. on all the networks, ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and it will feature George Clooney, Christina Applegate, yada, yada, yada. Now, there was a rumor You know how I love rumors. That rumors. Seth Meyers was going to be the new Regis, that he was going to leave Saturday Night Live and replace Regis on Live with
Kelly.
Not
necessarily leave, but he could do both of them if he wanted to.
Well, now he says, no. He's really in love with the job that he has. He's very excited to go back to SNL for the election season. He said that's always his favorite time of year. And he said he doesn't think he can do both.
Oh,
so,
come
not
on.
Interested.
Grow up. You know how much to try? There's no, literally, really? Little... That's foolishness. There's something else
for
this story.
I think he still might be just saying that to throw us off. I don't know.
Whatever.
The Good Wife has added another cast member. Amanda Peet is joining the show. Cool. I'm telling you, they're racking them in this year.
One of our favorites.
And Kristen Chenoweth got hurt in the set yesterday. Did you see that?
No. What happened?
A piece of lighting equipment on the set fell on her.
Gosh, and she's little. Is she okay?
She was knocked out cold, taken to a hospital, had minor injuries. Hmm. All right. That's the television side of things. We'll get the Queen of Cheap Report in a moment here on Good Day. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Big stuff, Roberta.
Yes, let's start with a couple of e-books that I thought were kind of interesting. One is a free grilling e-book, but it's from Food & Wine magazine, so you know it's going to be good. Another free e-book that we have at DougStephan.com is 101 Money-Saving Travel Tips. How about that? And another one, and I didn't know you could do this, was 20 Best Iced Coffee Recipes. Like, there's more than one iced coffee recipe? I guess so. Speaking of coffee, you can get 4 boxes of Gavalia coffee plus a coffee maker for $9.99. Just sign up and then, you know, cancel the subscription. This is great if you got some kid going away to college. They get coffee and a coffee maker. 250 free business cards. Just pay shipping and handling from Vistaprint, and they can be anything. They can be just address cards for yourself. They don't have to be business cards. They could be whatever kind of cards. Office Depot has Teacher Appreciation Day also. Remember we talked about Staples having it? Well, Office Depot has it too. And we tell you exactly how to get it. And it also includes a free breakfast and a 20% off coupon. So this is great if you're a teacher. And if you're looking for some new wardrobe items when you go back to school, here's Lane Bryant. An extra 30% off your entire purchase. And that goes through the 15th. And we give you all the codes and tell you how to do it at DougStephan.com and the Queen of Cheap. Just go there, check it out, and check out all the other great stuff in there, too. Lots of stuff that helps you save all sorts of money.
The Queen of Cheap, Office Depot Specials, Lane Bryant. These things are all cumulative, too, by the way. Whatever deals are still good are still posted at the Queen of Cheap box next to where we have a Better Living box. Phil Lempert has what you need to know about artificial food colors in the food that you buy. I think there's a no-no somewhere in there. You can check out that information. We have lots of things that will help you be healthy and well at DougStephan.com, 21 after the hour.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Celebration time. Celebrating an event that took place on this day in 1979 as the disco era came to a close. Whether you're a brother, you're staying alive. Staying alive. Okay, so on July the 12th, 1979, the place was Comiskey Park in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of Chicago disc jockeys took a page from the Tom Likas playbook. Tom, at the time, was in Phoenix, I believe, and had done the same thing a week or two before, but didn't get the kind of press that these guys got. The disc jockeys came up with an idea at the end of the disco era. Remember, people said they were tired. And so these guys had people bring unwanted disco records to Comiskey Park. They threw the records between doubleheader. There was a doubleheader between the the White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. And what happened in the, this is the entertainment between the two games, they throw the disco records out onto the ball field, and the audience in the stands started chanting, "Disco sucks!
No!
Disco sucks!
Yep.
Disco sucks!" They were going to burn some of the records, but instead they threw the records into the stands. During the game, there was a riot. Close to a riot. Fans started their own fires in the stands and riots in the stands. So much commotion, the ball players couldn't finish the game. So the White Sox, because it was their park, forfeited their game. Because
it was called Disco Demolition Night.
Right, exactly. Likas had done something similar to that in Phoenix. He got a steamroller. I had people that were listening to him at the time. I think he was on KFYI. In Phoenix, so you had people bring records to a parking lot, and they had the police there, and there were thousands of people. I just piled up their disco records, and he ran over them on a steamroller. It was actually pretty entertaining.
I was listening to an interview with the marketing director of the White Sox.
Yeah.
They expected 12,000 people to show up for that game because that was their normal attendance on
place
what would have been
65,000 people.
No.
90,000.
Yeah.
There you go. Something to be said for a little good radio promotion here and there.
That.
Yep. Very cool.
It was total mayhem.
Yeah. All right, speaking of mayhem, you may be following this story at DougStephan.com. Maybe you haven't, and maybe you don't know the story, so I should fill you in. Police have been looking since the 4th of July for culprits who have been stealing American flags.
at a cemetery from the graves of soldiers. This is a big problem. Hudson, New York is the cemetery. American flag set on the graves of Civil War soldiers, all the way to soldiers from Vietnam and from Iraq. And also, there were, by the way, it was no discrimination. Flags were on the Jewish soldiers' graves and black soldiers. And, you know, people go in their families. They're proud of their families, and they put these flags on them. And somehow or other, they've gone missing. Turned out that the local television station set up a camera to watch with infrared to see who was stealing at night. And the culprits are the local groundhog population.
Really?
Yes, woodchucks. Police...
They're making a nest?
...opened up their surveillance cameras, were startled to find that woodchucks were at the base of the gravestones. They chew the flagpoles.
Do you know how much wood a woodchuck chucks? I'm sure they can get that on camera.
In the cemetery, right.
All the wood of a woodchuck.
So that's the story. 28 after on Good Day.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes alignment, oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Plus, save on all Goodyear tires. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Goodyear offer good for July 28. Shoppies and exclusions apply. See store for detail.
I'm here with a lunch bandit whose voice has been disguised to protect his identity.
Yes, I steal and eat other people's lunches from the office fridge.
How has the Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu affected you?
There are no lunches to steal. Everyone's ordering from Domino's.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me so hungry.
Domino's $5.99 oven-baked lunch menu. Carry out any oven-baked sandwich, small two-topping pizza, penne pastas in the dish, or stuffed cheesy bread for just $5.99 each. Carry out only. Offer available until 2 p.m. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation may vary. Gluten-free crust may be extra.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families, and friends to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
When has buying a battery ever been an act of charity? This July at NAPA, get up to a $25 mail-in rebate on NAPA battery starters and alternators. And for each rebate redeemed, NAPA will make a donation to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Give something back when you get something back at your local NAPA.
NAPA know-how!
Show you care. Buy a battery. At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores and NAPA Auto Care Centers, expire 7/31/12. See store for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's everybody have a shout out.
Shout out.
Friends who are listening in the Washington area, here in suburban Boston. A lot of folks are listening up in Haverhill and Nashua, out in Gardner, and in Detroit, the Motor City. And its suburbs have the Good Day program on. South Florida, how do you do? Out in the Seattle area, lots of people in Washington State and Oregon saying hello to the folks in Phoenix and outside Minneapolis. All of those of you who are in Minnesota, how do you do? Florida, the Jet, hi. In Colorado, we have the Colorado Network. We're on there, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're anywhere. Are we close to Baltimore? What are we? Havre de Grace.
Havre de Grace. Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Mm-hmm. Just north of us, where Cal Ripken lives.
All right. Hi, Cal. How's everything going?
Cal's listening to us this morning.
Good going, Cal.
He was just at a kids' baseball clinic last night. Some friends of mine saw him up there. Yeah.
Cool.
St. Louis as well. Hello. How do you do? 2,306,100 people listening to us in St. Louis. Would you believe that? What else can I say if you say yes to that? Jennifer Horn.
You're not allowed to talk about numbers, sir.
I know we aren't. That's why I gave you a wrong number.
Yes, I know that. But not everybody knows it.
Here's funny. Another wrong number. 800-510-8233. That's another wrong number. Wrong number. Right? 35 past the hour. We've changed things a bit here.
Is that the right number?
For what? It probably is. Call somebody. Call the number and see who answers.
35 past the hour.
Yeah, that is the right number.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, Jennifer is doing yeoman's work on our social media.
And stifling a sneeze all at the same time.
Congratulations and God bless you.
I'm a multitasker.
Heather is out today. Jennifer is here. Roberta is here. By the way, the Queen of Cheap, which normally you would hear or you have heard in this part of the program, has been moved to an earlier part of the program. For those of you who are excited, who tune in just to get Roberta,
just
you
me.
Can, no, all you do is go to Hour 2 on the podcast. You go to DougSteffen.com in the listen box or in the side. Actually, just go to the side where all of the things are profiled. We do daily replays. Everything's available for download shortly after the hour is over. If I'm not mistaken. Richie, you can correct me if I'm wrong.
It is. iTunes, 5 minutes of the hour.
DougStefan.com, RadioAmerica.org. Anyway, so you'll hear the Queen of Chief stuff there. If you didn't get it today, you can go back and listen to it from earlier.
And tomorrow and hour. Thereafter that, just tune in about 18 minutes earlier.
Yeah, exactly.
Than you usually did.
All right, so as Heather is not here today, Jennifer is in charge of watching what's going on, following the Twitter. We have Twitter.com. At Good Day Show, and we have Facebook mm-hmm. at Good Day. No, we have
Good Day
Facebook.com.
Both at, yeah, both are Good Day Show.
Oh, so
Facebook.com slash Good Day Show, and Twitter, you can find us at Good Day Show. All right, so a couple of things that we're working through on Facebook today, Dougie. There's a new study out that just named the most memorable moments on TV. Could
really?
Be JFK's assassination is on the list, Super Bowls, the end of MASH, the end of Newhart, who shot JR. So we asked, what was your most memorable TV moment? And so far, the responses are coming in. Valerie said she remembers watching the space shuttle, the Challenger, with the teacher on it exploding.
Yeah.
She said she was watching it at school. She remembered also vividly when Ronald Reagan was shot, although she said she was really young at that point. Janet said Jack Ruby shooting L.H. Oswald. So yep. Make sure you chime in and let us know your most memorable TV moment. You don't have to give us something sad. It can be something happy. We also are working through about the uniforms for the U.S. Olympic team.
Right.
I don't know if you heard about this, but the U.S. Olympic team has uniforms that were made in China. So we wanted to know what you think about this. And Tom said it's an absolute outrage. Now that should be a law. If it's a symbol of our nation, it must be made here. Han says it's an outrage. It shows you the level America has stooped to. If we aren't willing to promote manufacturing and small business in our own country, then who is? Michelle said, I think it's pathetic that while outsourcing is a thing in general, it really ticks her off. William Wilson had some really choice words that I can't even repeat on the air, but he said, you might want to check
That's
it out.
Gone,
there.
Mr. Wilson.
Michelle said, slap in the face. Cindy Lee says, outrage, totally. So chime in on that, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Whoa. You're missing one post.
And what is it?
At Jennifer Horn's Facebook page.
Oh.
She simply just posted, above ground pools, yes or no?
That's my own personal, yes.
Yeah.
And I have to actually, we'll talk about that. Maybe in a later hour of the show that might have some meaning.
Later on?
It's just funny.
Maybe later on.
All right, so here's an interesting, I find this interesting. I actually have three things that I find interesting. Which one? Would you like the first one first?
Me, myself, maybe. And I.
No, maybe. Give me the third one first.
All right, Curtis Sliwa.
Yeah.
I love Curtis.
The Guardian Angel guy. He's also a radio host in New York.
Yep.
He was shot by one of the Gotti mob.
Right.
Testified against them. Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
Headlines in today's New York Daily News.
Yes.
An apology from the Gotti family to Curtis Sliwa.
No. Oh. You want to talk to him? I know his producer. We'd get him on the air.
Curtis? Well, he's on the air now himself.
Right.
I know. Maybe he called on a break.
Yeah. Anyway, it's interesting that that kind of stuff. He was kidnapped in a taxi cab and shot.
Cab.
Then he escaped. He stuck to the story. And the mob guy that hit him, Little Joey D'Angelo, said in court, quote, I want to apologize to Mr. Sliwa and his family.
Wow.
How about them apples? He was driving the cab and he shot him, huh?
That guy's dead.
What, D'Angelo?
Yeah.
Well, he's in jail. They get him in jail. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Video of the day today, back to what Jennifer was saying about the Olympic athletes and their uniforms being made in China. Richie, would you play the audio from this ABC report on the Olympic uniforms and our poll, by the way, today at DougStefan.com? What do you think about our Olympic athletes wearing uniforms made in China? Why are these people so damn stupid? Why? How many uniforms are we talking about? A couple thousand? You think you can't get them made in America? Why do you just ask for it? Why do you create controversy when there doesn't have to be any? How much more could it possibly cost to get uniforms made in America? Really and truly. Honestly. What is so difficult about figuring that out? How could you be so brain dead as to think this would not be a controversy? Hello? It's just like, no, bring Mitt Romney back to running this. Anyway, the question is, what do you think about the uniforms? A, it's an outrage. Jennifer's posted this, but I'm just going to review it. It's still 2 weeks. We ought to replace them. C, it's sad, but I'm not surprised. D, it's not that big a deal. E, no one will care when we start winning all those medals. You know what? Kiss my banana. There's nothing about this that is... Well, yeah, I want you to play the audio, Richie, please.
The official uniform of the U.S. Olympic team has been unveiled. And while all of us love Team USA, not everybody applauded the new look. Though what caught our eye here at World News was the label. The U.S. uniforms were made in China? How can it be? Sharon Alfonsi and our Made in America team set out to get answers.
We are the pride of America, Team USA. And for the opening ceremonies in London, they'll proudly be wearing red, white, and blue, classic American style by Ralph Lauren. But just how American is it? We sent our producer Carlos and intern Catherine to get outfitted in the opening ceremony uniform.
You look dashing!
Thank you very much.
And then we dug in, looking at the label.
Made in China. This is China.
China! And the shoes?
Made in China.
Every item in those uniforms, made overseas.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a disgrace. I think it's a national disgrace, if anything.
That's like all of our Olympians should be, need to be American. Our uniforms should be made in America.
So your reaction when I tell you that that outfit, top to bottom, none of it's made in America? I'm shocked.
Nanette Lepore is one of the country's top fashion designers.
Could we have outfitted our Olympians head to toe in American-made products? Is that realistic?
Absolutely.
Lepore says American manufacturers could have easily made our athletes' uniforms here and for less money.
Why shouldn't we have pride not only in the American athletes, but in the American manufacturers and laborers who are the backbone of our country?
This is the height of
so
stupidity.
So dumb.
It is beyond belief. These people just ask to have something stuck in an in their ear and twisted around.
You're saying ear.
Yeah.
I cannot believe
beyond
it, that around an office where people
somebody
like,
didn't
okay,
come up
now
with this
order,
idea.
Yeah. That nobody put their hand up and said, you think people might get upset with this?
Ah, jeez, my God, these people. Talk about sins. Hey, you deserve, you jerks who came up with this decision, you deserve every bit of criticism that you're going to get. And you have, I mean, are we so deplete or deficient in common sense that somebody, as Richie just said, didn't raise their hand and say, do you think there'll be a problem if we get this stuff made in China? What is the matter with you?
I can't believe that there's nobody smart enough to raise their hand.
Ugh. All right. Anyway, I'm going to get high blood pressure. My blood pressure is normally pretty good.
The headline I'm looking at says, still made in China. Like, apparently this is not new.
No. I think we had the same problem four years ago.
Just like 4 years ago.
Just unbelievable. God bless them. Reports yesterday in the poll on identity thieves and what is in your wallet. Remember we talked about this? And so we asked the question, what's in your purse or your wallet right now?
So much stuff, I couldn't even tell you.
50% said two or more of the above, and the above were a list of all kinds of the eight things you're not supposed to carry. For example, 10% said they had their Social Security card. 10% said had
not good
credit cards.
I do carry credit cards.
How are you not going to carry credit cards?
Not in your wallet. Let's see here. Spare keys,
3%. Duct tape them to the roof of your car.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Passwords and PIN numbers.
Yeah, you should.
Oh, I always carry those.
Passport. Why would you? You can't. How do you? Well, I guess we carry your passport in your purse, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a purse. It's a bag. What do they call it? Ladies' handbag.
Sure, purse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Credit card receipts.
Yours is called a MERS, a man purse.
A MERS. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, something else to get all worked up about. In a moment. Let's calm down. We're going to enumerate the 10 happiest places on the planet.
Hmm.
10 of them, at least.
The Doug Stephan Show, number one.
Number one. Now, let's do this. Let's do something else, and then we'll do that, Richie. How's that?
Nice. It is one of them right here, one of those happy places.
What, in terms of the country?
Right here where I'm sitting. Right here, right now.
No.
With you.
Nope.
Okay. I didn't think so, but no. I was just asking.
15 before, maybe for us.
Some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like
Right now at Sears Auto Center, save $35 on our Road Trip Ready package that includes alignment, oil change, tire rotation, and air filter. Plus, save on all Goodyear tires. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Most vehicles package regularly $137.97. Goodyear offer good for July 28. Shoppies and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLight.com.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough two-in-one formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Breaking news update for birth control users. It has been reported that an agreement has been reached to settle lawsuits filed on behalf of women who claim they were seriously injured by Yaz birth control pills. If you or a loved one has suffered a blood clot while using Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Injuries include lung and leg blood clots, stroke, and even death. If you have used Yaz, Yasmin, B-Yaz, or Ocella and have been injured, time to file your claim is limited. Don't be a silent victim. Get the power of an attorney on your side. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-260-5460. Call now. You may be entitled to financial compensation. 800-260-5460. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a pre-matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
All right, now it's time for the top 10 happiest places, the people... These countries are so high on the happiness index. I have the top 10 net happiness countries in a survey just released.
Number 10.
Number 10 is Denmark, where 64% of the people say they are happy all the time.
Number 9.
Iceland, where 66% of the people say they are happy all the time.
Number 8.
Germany, 68% of the people there say they're happy most of the time.
Number 7.
Finland, 70% of the people report to being happy much of the time.
Number 6.
Number 6 is Colombia, Richie, where 71% of the respondents there said they were happy to live in Colombia.
I'm going there next week, so I'll be happy.
Number 5.
Ghana. 72% of the people who were interviewed there, and I think there were probably about three, said, yeah, that was the happiest place to be for them.
Would you guys be happy?
Number 4.
Ghana.
Switzerland. 76% of the people in Switzerland said they loved living in Switzerland.
That's very nice.
Number 3.
Number 3 are the Netherlands. 77% of the people who live there who responded to this said they loved it in their country.
Number 2.
Wait till you hear this. Nigeria.
No.
84% of the people in Nigeria said they love it.
Because they're making our money when they tell us that they're the king or whatever they tell us.
These are the people who had guns and knives stuck in their head.
That's funny.
Number 1.
The most, in terms of happiness index, the most happy people in the world live in Fiji. 85% of the people in Fiji are happy.
What's that?
They're happy. Let's see here. The definitive answer is that they like what they do. They like where they live. They like what they eat. They like their families in the place. That's basically what it is. What it takes to be happy. So there it is, folks. Younger people say they're happier.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
After the hour, time for our weekly visit from Tom Kreidler, who's the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, here to help you in your home and with things that are around your home during this wonderful season of the year. A lot of people are working on their homes outside, inside. You've actually blogged on because we're in mid-season, right? The All-Star Games the other night. So pretty much people are thinking we're about halfway through the summer season, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yada, yada. So you have some suggestions for people
Hold the phone. Right. Hold the phone.
Kreidler's
birthday is today. That's right.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha.
You belong in the zoo.
Cha-cha-cha.
With a face like... How does the rest of that go?
With
you
a
put
face
it
like
zoo?
A monkey, monkey and smell like one, too.
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
Thank you very much.
All right, so you're what, 59 today? How old are you today?
Yeah, no. Much, much less. 53.
No, 53.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That's a great year.
My friend.
Happy birthday. All right.
Thank you very much.
So, Richie, can I just dive into this?
Yes, you can.
All right.
Go ahead.
So, before we get some listener questions, you have blogged about at moneypit.com the makeover. This is the middle of the season, so you've been using your gas grill. A lot of people are buying. I've noticed pretty much every hardware store you go to Sears, you go to the big box stores. Man, there are all kinds of deals on gas grills. So should people be rehabbing or fixing gas grills or just toss them and buy a new one?
Well, I'll tell you what, Doug. You know, when your burners start to rust out, you get holes in the burners, that's about the time to throw out the grill. I don't think any grill is worth replacing the burners, even the really good ones. I'd be hard-pressed to buy a new burner for it. I'd rather just buy a new grill. But a couple of things. First of all, make sure that about this time of year, you take the grates off, you clean the grates, you pull all of the lava rock out, and you clean thoroughly that whole burner compartment. Inspect that burner for any holes in it. You know, if you light your gas grill and you get that kind of whoosh and the flame doesn't look completely even, it may very well be that you have found a hole in that burner that needs to be addressed. So really critical that you are very careful about how you handle that.
You know, and Tom, you've talked about this before, but every year you got to take a wire brush or some Brillo and just clean those burners because the holes get clogged up, and that's part of what causes the problem.
Yeah, if you clean it with that brush, Rich, and you poke through it, that could be a big problem. Yeah.
So what do you suggest to clean it with, like a scouring pad?
No, what I'm saying is if you clean it and you discover those holes, the big problem is replace the burner. You've done yourself a favor because you have discovered that's a problem. Now, speaking of wire brushes, you know, there was a really odd story.
Yeah.
But apparently it's happened before where some guy had cleaned his grill with a wire brush. One of those bristles broke off, got stuck in the grill, ended up in a hamburger, which ended up in his stomach, which put him in the hospital.
Yep.
So when you clean the grates itself, I have got a wooden grate cleaning tool that fits perfectly inside of the individual sort of grill, you know, and each groove of that grate, and it does a good job of keeping it clean. The key is if you do it all the time, it doesn't really build up that much.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, Tom, about outdoor stuff?
Yep.
Okay, I have a question. Above ground pools,
swimming naked in my above ground pool?
Above ground pools, yes or no? You say yes?
Above ground pools, yes or no? As an option?
Yeah,
sure. Why not? It depends. You know, look, if it's a temporary thing, I mean, do you have kids?
No. I am a kid, though.
You are a kid at heart.
I play one on TV, yes.
Understand this. The above-ground pool has a lifespan of maybe, a good quality pool, maybe 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There are different kinds. There are the rubber ones. You can just get the big rubber ones.
The blow-up ones. Those are fun.
You can get the ones that have plywood all around them and... I had a really good story on that one day. It was one year. If you can afford them in the ground, it's much better, though, right? Because they last for almost forever.
Well, and they add to the value of built-in, of course. Right. It does.
You mean my Doughboy won't add to the value of my property?
No, the pool, it won't. But let me say something about any kind of pool. Be very careful, folks, with pool safety and kids. You know, every time there's a drowning, you get a parent that says something like, well, I only looked away for 2 seconds, right? Well, 2 seconds is too late. You got to be very careful with kids around pools. And you can help yourself out by making sure you have layers of protection. That means that you've got a fence. That means you've got pool alarms. That means you've got door alarms. All of these safety measures you put in place all work together to keep the kids safe.
All right. So a word to the wise. They usually put the grill out by the pool, and then sometimes the people that have the grilling and have too many beers throw the grill into the water. Probably not a good idea.
Right. That was happening at your house, Doug.
Now, of course. Happy birthday to Tom Kreider from The Money Pit. Check out themoneypit.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.